Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia, dark supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 66 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, what's your remote tosser?
From all those greasy, greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
That reminds me, I need to get some coffee beans.
Oh, I just bought some.
Oh, man, I would ask you to pick me some up, too. That is Robert Morgan Fisher with Greasy Coffee Beans from the PodSafe Music Network. And I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
And I'm Day, and I'm in East Tennessee.
You got it right this time. yeah, telling on you a little bit here. This is take two, and last time she was in Las Vegas, too, which was a lot of fun, but...
I was also Barbara Stanwyck, though, so that was even more fun.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we lost that. Oh, well.
Oh, well. That's okay. It's another pod show. Podcast. It's another thing.
Are you sober?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Thank you. I plan not to be by the time we finish.
All right. What you got there?
White Russian, of course. Laden with calories, but oh, is it tasty.
And here I am in Sin City. I have Diet Coke.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, I'll get by.
Yes, you will. You're fabulous.
Well, I try.
So this is Grits to Glitz.
Mm-hmm. The podcast that explores...
Yeah, Tennessee and Las Vegas, because really...
That's what we know.
What a diverse pair of states or places.
Well, and you know, that's our thing. We're both from East Tennessee, and now I moved to Las Vegas, and it's a whole nother world, let me tell you. So we talk about what's different between here and there, but this time we're going to talk about what... Well, we're probably still going to be different. But the plan for this show is, because we've both been movie-going fanatics lately, is that we're going to talk about movies.
Yep. And I'm looking forward to this. And it was really hard to come up with a list, and I kept changing it.
Well, we laid down the rule. It's going to be our top five fun movies.
And fun like, I shouldn't, but I do.
Is that the way you took it? Because, I mean, I know it's not necessarily comedies, but I'm thinking the ones that I have the most fun with.
Yes. Yeah. But some of these, for me, really are guilty, guilty pleasures. Things that I should be smarter. I should be more erudite. I should be more elegant, even in my fun choices. And some of these are just plain... I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I'm going to admit it. Okay. I love this movie.
Debbie Does Dallas is not on the list, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
All right. Just as long as we don't go there.
In little tiny itty bitty bits of news, can I just say my big news of the week?
Go for it.
I really did, after talking about it last week and the week before, I really did sign up to become a Food for Craft crafter.
Yay!
So if any of our listeners, thank you. If any of our listeners are in the Tennessee area and you want someone to teach you how to make really cool stuff out of paper, I'm your gal.
Well, and that's the thing that you've really gotten into here lately with the paper crafting is the something that everybody can do. You've always done the artistic stuff before, these things that got published in the magazines, and it was all this angst and work and trial and error and artistic
time maintenance.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very difficult things. And this is much more attainable, much more realistic, and absolutely as gorgeous as the more difficult stuff.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, what it comes down to is if I were buying from you, I wouldn't want to get the feeling that, okay, you have lowered yourself to the simple remedial scrapbooking for my sake. No, you're enthused about this. You've changed your style of scrapping.
Yes, and it's cool. and it's freeing. But that's enough about me. So if you're in the Tennessee area, honestly, cool, we'll talk.
What would you, well, rather than call, an email would be good. What's your email address?
bay@gritstoglitz.com.
Lovely. And I'm Amy at gritstoglitz.com. And there's a helicopter going over right now because I'm in Las Vegas.
Wow. What is he doing? Is he landing on your house? Even I can hear that.
Well.
Amy, did you rob a casino?
Hell, you caught me. No, actually, it is. I don't want to be terrible and mean, but it is a fabulous, gorgeous night out tonight. And so.
Oh, you are terrible and mean.
I took the chance and I opened the window. Normally, I have the double paned windows closed.
Oh, I'm so jealous because the weather in Tennessee is so wretched this week. Just wretched.
Well, when it's 115 degrees here, we'll compare notes again, okay?
Absolutely, but it's a dry heat in Las Vegas.
Well, yes.
Okay, let's get to our movies.
Okay, well, first, before we go into the list of our favorite fun movies, I want to report on the very latest movie that I saw.
Oh, yes.
I went to see, with my husband, went to see Grindhouse.
Oh, you're kidding.
He has been dying to see. And we even broke our vow of never going to see a movie on a weekend.
It's a major thing.
Well, yeah, but we went to a matinee, and I discovered that a matinee on the weekend,
especially, Las Vegas.
Yeah, like the first matinee of the day, they're still sleeping it off, and they haven't brought the kiddies to the casino yet. And
oh, that's funny.
So, it wasn't too bad. The audience wasn't too bad. That's the first part of the review. The audience wasn't too bad. No, actually, the audience was great. Everybody respected everybody else. No cell phones. Everybody watched the movie. But the movie or the movies were really good. I have to tell you, I wasn't really looking forward to it. I thought, okay, I will humor my husband and go see this movie he wants to see because he really wants to see it so much.
It looks like a guy movie. It really, really does.
It is a guy movie, I think. But that's the one way to get me to always agree to something and say, well, that's a guy thing. No, it's not. I will like that. Raised in the 70s, you know, woman power.
Yes.
But no, it wasn't the guyness of it. I have to tell you, it was the nostalgia of it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't go see a lot of slasher flicks in the 70s. I really didn't. But I did go see a lot of movies, and I am really familiar with heel marks on the film where the projectionist, you know, it's wound up on the floor and scratched and burnt and all the things that happen, all the stuff that messes up the
film.
That
stuff's in there?
Oh, gosh, yes, and it is so fun.
Oh, that's so great, because you don't see dirt in the gate anymore.
No, there's no dirt in the gate. It's all digital projection stuff. But,
oh, cool.
Yeah, but not just that. I mean, of course, there's the novelty of seeing the stuff that you remember from ages ago. And, now our feature presentation. Do you remember the colorful blobs that went together and the little kind of music that went with it? And it said, now our feature presentation. That's in there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So should I actually go to the theater and see this?
I hesitate so much because our taste is so different. And that's what we're about to get to with this list. Our taste is really very different.
Right.
Boy, I enjoyed it. Just for the, you know, we kept poking each other in the ribs and say, I remember that.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to have to tell Wesley because this will really, Wesley wants to see it eventually, but he didn't think he wanted to see it in the theater. So I'm going to have to tell him your review. This is a very positive review.
I'll tell you this. I went in there with a bad attitude. I was in a snit today.
Ooh,
and for no good reason. Probably hungry or something. Tell me what to do. I'll take two tickets for... And I came out of that thing just laughing. Oh, having such a good time. That was...
Well, that's a good trip to the cinema.
So, and I don't want to spoil anything about it. But that inspired this... Both of our positive experiences at the theater this past week inspired the list. which is our top five fun films.
Wait. I'm sorry. I just have to follow up on something. You always complain about Las Vegas audiences, and I always say, oh, East Tennessee audiences are so fabulous and polite, and they always turn off their cell phones. But, you know, I'm real snotty that way.
Yeah.
We took our son to see Meet the Robinsons. Mm-hmm. Our daughter decided she didn't want to see it, so we just took Woodrow this last week after I reviewed it last weekend. Okay, Amy, we sat down. They show the Donald Duck short film. And in the middle of this, chipmunks and Donald Duck and elephants running around, there was this noise. And I swear the noise was,
And we've got the 3D theater glasses. Next door, right?
No, we've got on our 3D glasses, and there are only about 12 people in the theater with us. Total of maybe 15 people. There are people in the row right in front of us and people in the row right behind us. And there's this moaning going on. And I looked at Wes, and Wes looked at me, and we're like, what the heck? Wes leaned forward over this man in front of us. He was asleep and absolutely snoring nonstop.
Oh, gosh! You were going to say your cell phone was on vibrate and I had called you or something.
No, it was much worse. This man was asleep and snoring, and he was there with two small children who were not just whispering during the movie. They would talk out loud and excitedly. And so the moment the Donald Duck short film was over, we got up and moved three rows back. But that was the funniest snoring I've ever heard. And
that does
sound
entertaining.
I've never seen anyone fall asleep. Oh, it was hilarious.
It sounds like something Paul would do. Because Paul falls asleep in front of things he wants to watch. He's watching The Sopranos whack each other. And I go down there and he's sound asleep. Paul, come on. Okay, shall we, without further ado...
Yes.
Get to our list of top five?
Yes. Do we need any intro music for this? Do we have any intro music
for
this?
No, I wasn't prepared for that. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Here. Oh, wait. Here we go. I've got some music. There, I had that queued up.
Yay!
Top movies. I'm going to start the list, okay?
Okie dokie.
And that way you have the last word. Number five on my list of five most fun movies is from 1983. It was directed by Antonio Margheriti and starred a gentleman by the name of Reb Brown. And the name of the film was Your Hunter from the Future.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you put Your in there.
Well, it's at the bottom of my list. But no, the thing is, the movie is atrocious, folks.
It's hideous.
It's a really... We were teenagers, and it was terrible. I'm still easily amused, and I could still look at that and say, wow, that's a bad movie.
We laughed nonstop during that movie.
This is called, you live in a small town, there's nothing to do. Well, let's go to the theater and see what's on. And we got there, and I don't even know what was playing opposite, but it was worse than that. We had two choices, you know, it was either this or something else. And we went to see Your Hunter from the Future. And then we sat in the back row and giggled about poor Your.
Laughed so hard. Tears were running down my face. It hurt. I was laughing so hard. And it wasn't the movie. It was all the stuff Amy was saying during the movie.
Like the chicken. You know, that's yours, whore. And I think the crowning glory was when they showed the world's first hang glider, when he had
the pterodactyl.
A dead pterodactyl, and he goes soaring down.
Your list is so much better than mine,
But that was fun.
It was hilarious. Oh, Amy, I love you. Can't believe you looked up the year and the director for that.
I did. Hey, I had IMDb up there.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm going to feel all highbrow and snooty.
Oh, go for it.
Okay. Number five on my list, Blazing Saddles, 1974, directed by Mel Brooks and starring an incredible cast, Cleavon Little, Gene Wilder, Madeline Kahn, Harvey Korman, Slim Pickens.
Oh, Bay, how could you say you're highbrow? That's a movie that the funniest scene centered around a fart joke.
Come on, compared to your, this is opera.
That is, you're right.
It's one of those movies, if it's on, the remote is out of my hand. I love that movie. I love lines that I still quote from it. Work, 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 work. Did you miss me, boys? Give the governor a harumph. And of course, Madeline Kahn's immortal rendition of I'm So Tired.
I'm tired, sick and tired of love. Paul, when we were courting, when first summer we met, he made me a series of tapes. And you know, when a guy makes you a mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm Tired was on one of the tapes he made for me.
Because love that movie.
We worked in a saloon at an amusement park. And so that was, that takes me back. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
It's a good one.
That's a good one. Okay, next on my list, from 1982, directed by Paul Bartel and starring Paul Bartel, Eating Raoul.
Wow.
Now, this is one I think that it polarizes people. They either love it or they hate it. I loved it for the kitsch factor. And there were a number of movies by Paul and Mary Bartel that were cult favorites, I guess. Paul and I laughed over that movie. Again, that's one. You know what makes a movie fun is to enjoy it with somebody else.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a big part of how much we enjoy these things.
Yeah. And I, you know, we still quote it. I think it's friction from the rug, baby. You know, things like that. Just silly
Amy,
stuff.
Amy, that's awful.
I know. Well, you know, if you get static shock, it's friction from the rug. Never mind. Nothing dirty. Oh,
okay.
Next, what's on your list, babe?
My number four is Intolerable Cruelty from 2003, Coen Brothers film.
Good old Coen Brothers.
Starring George Clooney and Catherine Zeta-Jones and a whole bunch of other really fabulous people. And I don't even own this on DVD. It's one of those things that I'm like always thinking, I've got to get Intolerable Cruelty so that I have it. Because it's another one that I've started quoting a lot.
Well, you know, the thing about that, and I think I've only ever seen it once, but it has a rather complex storyline, and yet it's easy to follow, which makes something more fun for me. If it's funny because you have to follow all these stupid relationships between this and that and the other and remember something that happened an hour ago, that's not fun. But this one, I loved all the little twists and turns, and it was easy to follow.
It was great. And every time I see it on, I throw the remote away and I'm stuck for the rest of the movie. I love it.
Well, what do you quote from it?
Tenzing Norgay. Oh. Who is her Tenzing Norgay? And nailed his ass. Gosh, you put me on the spot and I should have written them down beforehand because there are a lot.
Well, it's a pop quiz.
And I love it when they burst into tears. Yeah. I love it when they burst into tears at weddings and stuff. It's just great.
Very, very good movie.
It's Coen Brothers. Coen Brothers.
Yes. I'll agree with you on that. Okay. Well, number three on my list, and I had to really debate this because I knew the genre that I was going for here, and I went back and forth a couple of times, but I decided on from 1983 was a good year. Golly, I'm just looking at my list. Monty Python's The Meaning of Life.
Yes.
With obviously the Monty Python cast as the writers and directors and performers. And another one that we quote incessantly. And one of the reasons I love it so much.
It's a wafer thin.
Wafer thin. Bugger off.
love that. Love that.
Yes, it's so many scenes.
Good choice.
From that. Just, yes, spring to mind. And I think the first time I saw it was when I was studying at Oxford. Name dropper. And it was a very happy summer for me. And I just, it's continued to be a very, very fond memory for me.
It's a great movie. I love Monty Python, though. I do. That was your number three, right?
That was number three.
Okay, my number three, and I'm really embarrassed to admit this, it so doesn't belong in our collection so far.
Ooh.
I know. It's a movie called A Lot Like Love. It came out in either 2004 or 2005. I'll have to look that up. Starring Ashton Kutcher and Amanda Peet. And it's a little romantic comedy.
And I've never seen it. I can't comment on it.
I can't explain to you the attraction I have for this. You know, when I review movies for the podcast, I usually say, I laughed, I cried, that's all I need.
Uh-huh.
I have never cried during A Lot Like Love. It doesn't make me cry.
Oh.
But somehow, it just sucks me in. If I see that it's going to be on, I set a reminder. If I see that it is on, I sit down and I watch it. It's just a really nice little romantic comedy, and there's this one scene in particular in a Chinese restaurant that cracks me up every time. And I've seen it dozens of times.
Huh.
It doesn't get old on me.
Well, now I'm going to have to go and watch that, because I've never seen it.
You're going to be really, I think you're going to not like it.
Oh, that's a glowing recommendation.
Well, this is one of those movies that I'm embarrassed to say how much I love this movie every time I see it on. I just like the chemistry. I like the romantic storyline, how they keep crossing paths and missing.
Now, I'm kind of surprised to hear this here because I don't know. Do you have another romantic comedy on your list? Just curious.
I'm looking. No, I don't have it on my top five.
Okay.
I don't.
Let me ask you this. Does this replace Notting Hill for you?
No. Notting Hill is still a superior romantic comedy, but this is our top fun movies.
Okay, and that one is a guilty pleasure fun.
Yeah, A Lot Like Love is guilty pleasure fun, whereas Notting Hill does make me cry. You know, I really get emotionally involved.
So that's not fun.
It's not that much fun.
Okay. All right, and now I'm going to have to watch that. Okay, number two on my list of top five fun movies. And again, I had to debate. I had to go through the choices. You've already taken one of my choices, and so I
know.
Well, no. That's good, because I chose another one. 1974, Gene Wilder, Terry Garr, Cloris Leach. Marty Feldman. Young Frankenstein.
Absolutely. Yeah. That one I almost had on my list, and then I went with Blazing Saddles.
Of course, now I'm thinking, give him a set of give, you know, it's just all the things that one quotes from that one. It's,
he was my
boyfriend.
Yep. Oh, love.
Yeah. So anybody who's seen it, I don't need to tell you why. It's fabulous. You already know. And if you haven't seen it, Oh my gosh, stop listening to podcasts. Go watch Young Frankenstein.
Absolutely. Totally agree. My number four isn't, I don't think it's nearly as good as Young Frankenstein. My number four is Ocean's 11, 2001, directed by Steven Soderbergh and starring George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Carl Reiner, Elliot Gould, Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle. Julia Roberts. Oh, Don Cheadle was uncredited in the first movie.
Really?
Andy Garcia, Matt Damon. The list goes on forever.
Yeah.
But, you know,
All-star.
Carl Reiner. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a remote tosser for me. I love it.
That's not a barrel of laughs. It's just, it draws you in.
It is. No, it's a barrel of laughs for me. I know so many of the lines from it at this point. I love how every time you see Brad Pitt, he's eating something.
Now, you know these things because you've watched it more than once.
Mistakes so many times. Yes, he's always eating something. I love the outtakes. I love the mistakes that were left in on the DVD version. By the way, just an aside, I love DVDs that leave in the mistakes.
Oh. They've edited them in?
They've started editing out mistakes. When movies go from theatrical release to DVD, they'll edit out the mistakes. I love Ocean's 11 because Brad Pitt is eating shrimp in one scene, and one cut is shrimp on a plate, and another cut is shrimp out of a big glass, like shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to the plate, and I love that. I'm like, yes! Continuity error. I love that.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but you're familiar with Star Wars when the guy runs into the door frame, the stormtrooper runs into the door frame and it goes,
yes.
I think they've enhanced that on the video, on the DVD. I think they've added a sound effect or something because it's just so clear, the guy walking along, doo, 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 bonk. But yes. Yeah. So I'm with you. I love mistakes.
Another aside on the mistakes venue, Maria in The Sound of Music during the gazebo dance scene. I am 16 going on 17.
Mm-hmm. That's not Maria, but the. Yeah, the daughter.
Oh, God, you're right. What's her name? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, what's her name has a sprained ankle. And in the theatrical release, you could barely see the bandages around her ankle. And they've erased that on the DVD.
Oh.
Oh. Liesl?
Historic revisionism. Liesl, that's it. Yes. I was thinking Yodel, Gretel, Heidel, Hoodle. Liesl.
Maybe played Marie, yeah.
Yeah, long ago. Well, okay.
Sorry, big bunny trail. Go on.
Were you going to go on a bunny trail?
No, that was the bunny trail.
Oh, end of bunny trail.
Yeah.
Back to list. The number one on my list of top five fun movies is 1987. Joel and Ethan Coen. We've got themes here, Bay.
Oh, I love this movie.
Nicolas Cage, Holly Hunter, John Goodman.
Come back in there and get me a baby.
Raising Arizona. Everything's changed.
You're a desert flower, you are.
Fabulous, wonderful. I can watch it a million times. If I see it on, yes. I just stop and watch because...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's and priceless.
You've got it on DVD too, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Absolutely. You can't have a DVD library without Raising Arizona.
No.
I love that movie.
Fun movie.
I left it off my list because I knew you would have it. Thank you.
Oh, really?
Amy. Yes. That's the only reason it's not on my list.
You know how much I love it.
I love it too. It's a really fabulous movie. Oh, yay. Good job, Amy. That was a good one. And my number one, total guilty pleasure, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but it's so much fun. I don't have my date written down, but I think it was 2005, Shaun of the Dead.
Oh.
I love that movie.
I have never heard you be so excited about a movie. Is it when you first saw...
Especially a zombie movie.
Oh, gosh, yes, a zombie movie of all things. But you called me and said, you must watch Shaun of the Dead. Rent it, get it, go find it, watch it. It's so funny. And I did. And
go get it now.
I found it entertaining, but it didn't touch me the way it touched you.
I can watch it endlessly. I can watch it in a loop. And I found it, I know, on a summer night. So there is a bit of me that always feels like summer when I see it.
Oh.
But really and truly, it's just this nutty, crazy British zombie movie. And it's brilliant.
You can't explain it. You shouldn't explain it. People who haven't seen it should just watch it. And again, you know, I think it's a love it or hate it deal. I was asking a friend, talking about movies, and I asked him about that, and they said, oh, that's so stupid. I hate that one. And I know that people would say that about a lot of the ones that I put on my list, too.
I know, on my list.
That's why they make a bunch of different types of movies, right? so we can all be happy.
That's exactly right. And I'm really happy because the Shaun of the Dead guys are coming out with a new movie next weekend.
What is the movie?
Back to the movie theater. It's Hot Fuzz, and it's going to be a buddy cop comedy movie. They don't do send-ups, rip-offs, parodies that are like poking fun at a genre. They really love the genre they're writing about. I guess that's what's so good about their movies. They really love the material.
Well, we've got several themes here. There are just a few of these that were like one-hit wonders, like Eating Raoul and Your.
Now, Your was never a hit. Love that one.
But I think we're kind of, one of the things we're saying here is that Mel Brooks, Coen Brothers, you really can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Those are the tops of our lists.
Steven Soderbergh, you can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool. Good list.
Yay. This is a good show.
I like this one.
I liked this show.
We do enjoy our best of shows, right? Our list shows.
We do. And, Wednesday night we'll have, I don't know, a grits dish or something.
Will we? We're going to do Wednesday night show?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Stop. Just because that TV show is over?
TV show's over. Oh, well.
That's okay. We could do a grits dish or a vocabulary vixen or a contest.
Contest, maybe?
Maybe so.
We'll check with Paul in Australia and see if the things have gotten there.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's been fun. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Oh, greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you want to break the old routine, grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans.